The Russian government is about to put a dead man on trial. Sergei Magnitsky died in a Russian prison in 2009. He was a tax lawyer investigating a huge tax fraud. Now, the perpetrators of the fraud put him in prison, which is where he died under suspicious circumstances, and no one has been held accountable. Now, the authorities want to put Magnitsky on trial posthumously, apparently to exonerate the people responsible for his death. NPR's Mike Schuster has the story from Moscow.
Sergei Magnitsky was a tax lawyer for the investment fund Hermitage Capital, at one time the largest foreign investment firm in Russia. In 2007, Hermitage Capital was seized by the Russian tax police, and through a number of shady maneuvers, they extracted more than $230 million in illegal tax refunds for themselves. Magnitsky decided to investigate, which angered those who had stolen the company, and they had him arrested. He died in prison in 2009. But the case didn't die with him, far from it. Now it seems those who perpetrated the fraud have found it beneficial to reopen his case and bring him to trial, says Yelena Panfilova, the director of Transparency International in Russia, a human rights organization.
They need to protect themselves or somebody they know, not maybe necessarily themselves like physically, but maybe they need to protect their own institution from being blamed for doing something wrong.
And there is plenty of blame to go around. It has been Bill Browder's mission in life to make the case against Magnitsky's tormentors. Browder owned Hermitage Capital. He was deported from Russia before the tax police seized the company. Speaking on a scratchy connection from London, Browder said there is a mountain of evidence to prove the fraud against his company and the mistreatment of Magnitsky.
And so as a result, we have the most well-documented human rights abuse case has come out of Russia in the last 25 years.
Sergei Magnitsky's death was not something the Russian government could ignore. In fact, then-President Dmitry Medvedev pledged to investigate it thoroughly a year ago. This case involves a very tragic event, Medvedev said during a press conference. We must find out why it took place. The investigation, he pledged, would be completed in the nearest future. That was in May last year, says Browder.
And that investigation has now been extended 12 times. There are no suspects. Nearly every person who we have evidence of their involvement in his murder have been exonerated.
Browder's own investigation has named more than 60 people who were culpable, he believes. He has also uncovered where much of the $230 million tax fraud went.
$11 million of that amount of money went to the husband of the tax official who did the refund. And we found that money at Credit Suisse Private Bank in Zurich. We found houses in Montenegro, villas in Dubai, enormous estates outside of Moscow, all belonging to the people who were involved in this crime, all on official salaries of between $500 and $1,000 a month.
The Magnitsky case has cast a pall over the foreign investment community in Russia. It's a frightening reminder of how quickly money can disappear, and it comes after a series of similar cases involving very rich Russians who tried to challenge the Kremlin. But still, there are many foreigners who continue to invest here, despite the risks. One is Roland Nash, the chief investment strategist for Verno Investment in Moscow.
There are clearly big risks to doing investments in Russia. There are also, I think, very big rewards. What I think tends to happen is that the risks relative to other places tend to get exaggerated, and the rewards relative to other places tend to get downplayed. And that's the opportunity, I think, for investing in this country.
The case has brought international opprobrium to Russia. There's a bill in the U.S. Congress right now that would prevent the 60 or so individuals on Bill Browder's list from traveling to the U.S. It would also freeze their foreign bank accounts. Similar action has been taken in Europe. And Yelena Panfilova says the case has had a sobering impact on others in Russia, others just like Sergei Magnitsky, who thought something like this could never happen to them.
Professionals who felt very safe. That corruption and all these crimes and people dying in prisons is somewhere else and doesn't connect in any way to people working in nice offices, living in nice apartments, driving nice cars. So it's something for others. And I think that is the most important lesson or result or heritage of Sergei he left for Russia.
The criminal trial of Sergei Magnitsky, the case with the empty chair, is expected to begin soon. The prosecutor in the case has called it legal and reasonable. The Russian government has threatened retaliation if the Magnitsky bill becomes law. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Moscow.